So let's start with the beginning of the Great Migration, or the years before the Great Migration took place. In the 1870s, after the Reconstruction era and the Civil War, which was the war that was fought to abolish slavery, white supremacy in the South was growing rapidly. Along with this, Jim Crow laws, black codes, and the sharecropping system had forced African Americans of the South to work on lands and farms. The economic opportunity in the South for African Americans at this time was also not good at all. Along with this, in the year of 1898, the Bull Weevil epidemic took place, causing massive damage to the crops in the South, especially cotton, which was one of the main crops that African Americans were growing at this time. So now the start of the Great Migration. In the year of 1914, when World War I started in Europe, areas in the Northwest and Midwest suffered a huge shortage of jobs in manufacturing and industrial areas. This was one of the main reasons for African American migration from the South to the North. Along with this, again, widespread of segregation and white supremacy in the rural South caused lack of social opportunities in the South for African Americans. So now let's just look at the statistics. So prior to the year of 1910, more than 90% of the African American population in the country lived in the rural South. And by the end of the Great Migration, in the year of 1970, more than 75% of the African American population lived in cities, and over 6 million African Americans had migrated from the South to the Northwest and Midwest. So the effects of the Great Migration, one of the big ones was that African Americans had started to create their own smaller cities within bigger ones. This started the Harlem Renaissance, taking place in New York City, lasting from 1910 to 1930, and this also contributed to the Golden Age for African Americans, which began a new era of activism for African Americans. And then also by 1970, only 25% of the country's African American population were living in rural areas. So why is this still relevant to today's society? So the Great Migration had exposed racial divisions that in many ways are still affecting our nation today, such as white policemen shooting unarmed black men, or riots starting because of this, and many other things. Also, a lot of stereotypes about African Americans came from the time period when the Great Migration took place, such as all black people like watermelon. This one actually came about when, back in the early days of the Great Migration, when more African Americans were living in the South, one of the crops, along with cotton, that they had grown was actually watermelon. Also, African Americans are a lot of the time associated with being urban or ghetto, or living in urban and ghetto places, when this is not the case for many African Americans. Also, these stereotypes are seen in a lot of TV shows and cartoons back in the day and now. So this is still a relevant topic that will continue to be relevant.